It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Hello to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely magical, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on the numerous different platforms. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And like I said, you are all in for one magical show today, as I have with me my returning diva, Dawn Phoenix, and her and I are going to chat about everything happens for you. Oh my, is this going to be a magical show? So with that, Dawn, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I am Dawn Phoenix, Intuition Ignition Catalyst. And what that means is I help people, primarily entrepreneurs, to communicate better by connecting with their intuition.
Oh, I love it. To communicate better by listening to their intuition. Mm-hmm. And how true that is. And how that just kind of goes into everything happens for you, because your intuition to me tells you so much. So I'm just going to let you kind of start this chat on what you would like to share with the listeners today, Dawn.
Okay. So if you have been following the other podcasts we've been doing, we were talking previously about how you have everything you need within you. I channeled a message this week to my list from Sloth, which was so very adorable. And Sloth was telling us that we need to understand and really take to heart the truth that Source sent us here to this field trip on this planet, loaded with everything we need, just like a parent would send their child out the door with a full belly and a warm jacket. So we came here equipped with everything we need, and we're not lacking for anything. And one of those things that we have that sometimes we don't utilize is the skill to understand that everything that happens doesn't happen to us, it's happening for us. And so it's kind of a take on the whole everything happens for a reason, but even that is sort of a neutral statement. Or sometimes if something bad happens, you're like, well, it happened for a reason. But this actually takes it a step further, the more positive, but not toxically positive direction, to say that everything that happens is happening for you. It is happening for your highest good, for your betterment. And then it's kind of a game you're playing, whether or not you are able to go on that Easter egg hunt, and as we're right before Easter, and find the gift in whatever it is happened, because there always is the gift.
Yes. Oh, how true that is. And it happens for your highest good. And like you said, as everything happens, I always say they can be stepping stones in our life to get us even, take us even higher up and help us even more to understand different things. And I call the challenges in my life the stepping stones in my life. So, oh, that is just beautiful.
Thank you. And you recently had, we were just talking before, you know, we got here, and you were just talking about how you had an incident with you. Did you want to share that a little bit with the listeners so we can give them a real life example?
Oh, yes. I would be very happy to. I had a little accident. I had four dogs that were playing and having a great time, and they came running and didn't see them. They ran behind me, kept right on going. They knocked my feet out from under me, knocked me up in the air, and I came down on my shoulder and my hip. And Very thankful my angels protected me and I did not break anything. But there was a lesson that I quickly learned in that. I struggle with taking time for myself. I'm always kind of doing this, doing that, taking care of animals, taking care of this. And it came to me that this is why this happened, because I needed to shut down and take time for myself. And it was my angels that helped me understand that, because I was like, okay, I don't have time for all of this. And they said, yes, you do, because you need to learn to take a little bit of time for just you. And oh my goodness, it just hit me so hard. It was like, okay, yes, I do. And just a couple days, I just did really take time for myself. And each day now, I'm like, okay, if it's 5 minutes, if it's a couple minutes, it's just taking those few minutes to rejuvenate, to re-give yourself that energy. And however that is that that looks for you, take those few minutes for yourself, because yes, everything happens for you, and it has benefited me so much, even through the little accident that I did have.
Happy little accidents, like Captain Bob Ross. Little accidents. And your animal friends were helping you because they were the ones, who instigated this and got you started on your path. And the thing is, I think a lot of the times, and this is my own personal experience, there are little hints. You know, maybe if we're like specifically strictly talking right now about taking time for yourself, which I think probably a lot of us who are here today listening, we struggle with that. We're empaths. We are helpers. We want to just be of service so badly that we just drain ourselves and then keep going. And so I think a lot of the times the universe will say, why don't you take some time for yourself? And we just keep trucking. We're not listening. We're so busy and a little bit louder, maybe. And that's how like the messages get delivered. It's like, and then the universe whips out, the 2x4 on the back of the head. And if we don't get that, well, then, the 8x10 comes out. And then next thing, you've got a piano on top of you, and there's no way you can ignore that. So I think what we can do is practice listening. And we've talked about this before in other shows where, with the animal communication piece, listening is just everything. And when you can listen to your own intuition, to the universe whispering to you, let it just be the whisper, because we don't have to have the piano drop on us to hear the message. If we're paying close enough attention, we'll get it the first, maybe the second time. The more often we practice listening, we might not get it every time, but we'll get better at it. So I think we just need to just give ourselves that gift of listening. When you get that nudge, it's just so subtle. It's like being tickled by a feather. Wait, what was that? I don't know. The second you have that, wait, was that? Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Oh, you are so spot on, Dawn, because I love that. Let it be the whisper. Because in this incident, as I think back, I did have little thoughts that just kind of went through my mind. And I know it was the angels, the universe, however you want to explain it, saying, take a little time for yourself. Just slow down. It'll all get done. Just take a little time for yourself. And I was like, no, I'm going to keep going, keep going. And yeah, you are so right. They give us these hints. And when we can listen to let it be the whisper, that is so beautiful. Because yeah, when you think back, it's like, yeah, we were being told. And I think that's why it came to me so strongly why this happened, because I wasn't listening. And they said, okay, we're gonna get your attention. So I love that. I love it. Let it be the whisper, because oh, the whisper is just beautiful.
It is, it is. And also, I think when there are loud noises in our environment, we will often, two things will happen. If they happen just out of the blue, it startles us. So we don't need to be startled, anymore into paying attention. And also when there's, say, a parent who I have a neighbor, she yells a lot at her kids all the time. I think she doesn't even know she's doing it anymore. And when I was going to get my master's of teaching, they taught us about using your voice appropriately and not yelling to get the attention of the kids in the classroom because, well, you don't want to startle anybody. But also, when there's yelling going on enough, we tune it out. We just, nope, not hearing it. And so the more that my neighbor yells, the more that her kids are ignoring her. And it's just a never-ending cycle. So we don't need to let there be the yelling that we just start ignoring. If we let the whisper be that powerful voice that it is, that'll change everything for us. And also, not only will we be able to move through shifts and have these experiences more easily, but that's also going to help us to move through these things faster because instead of the time that goes by from the whisper to the piano, if we get it, within the first try or two, then that's so much time that we've saved that we are now leveled up and learning and then moving on for the next thing and the next thing.
Oh, that is so very true. Because I always say the whisper is coming. I feel it's coming from your heart. It's coming from what your heart knows that you need the most or what you need to be doing. And if you listen to that whisper and follow it, you will be amazed how your life, it changes it. It puts a smile on your face. And when you do that, to me, you're filling your own cup and then you're able to fill the cup of others. And yes, that yelling noise, you start to tune it out. When it starts to be yelling all the time, it's like, no, don't need to hear this. So yes, just quiet your mind and go to your heart and listen to that small whisper that's coming from there.
Listen to your heart. I mean, how much music do we know? How many songs, that talk about that? There's a reason for it, and it's not just in romance.
No, it's not. And my horses have told me that so much. Live from your heart. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is that ever the truth? Just live from your heart. Your heart never lies. And I'm like, yeah. And power lies within. And how true that is. Just the animals know they live from that heart space. And they, when you listen to them, they share that with you and are trying to teach us humans to do the same, is how I feel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They are some of our greatest teachers and some of our greatest healers if we just listen, just like you said. And we need to also remember that, along with the whole listening piece, it's a two-way conversation. So I was talking with a friend of mine, Regina. We're in our community together and the collaborative community I'm a part of, and she's a huge part of my life. We've collaborated on many projects together and are just soul sisters. And she was saying that she needed to sit down and have a talk with her 6-year-old self about something that came up and another conversation. And she knew that there was that part of her that needed, some attention. And she goes, "So I'm just going to go have a talk with her and tell her that she needs to just accept this and be chill." And I said, "Okay, so just like in animal communication, understand it is a two-way conversation. So before you go trotting in there thinking you're doing good by having a conversation with your 6-year-old self, remember it's a two-way conversation. Listen to her because she needs to talk. She has something to share just like you do." And later that night she messaged me and she said, "I am so glad I did that." She said, "I learned so much." She said it was such a much more rich conversation with that inner child. And I said, "Good for you." You go, girl.
Oh, I love that because I always tell my horses and my make a dog, I say, what do you need to tell me today? What do I need to hear? And then, how can I help you? And it's just amazing when you give them that opportunity, because they usually have something to say, or they'll say, "Oh, I'm good. I love you and all is good." So it's just amazing when you open it up and have that two-way conversation rather than you talking just to them and not giving them the opportunity to talk, visit, and chat with what they have to say also. So yeah, I experience it with my animals all the time, and I love that how she experienced it with her 6-year-old self. That is awesome.
And it all just comes right back around then that to everything we need is within us, because the ability to listen, everybody has that ability to listen. We all do. And when we start practicing that just with our own intuition and it becomes part of our habit, then we start doing it with each other. And imagine what would happen in this world if more people. I can't say everybody because, we can't control that. But if more people were actually listening, because and there's that saying, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And also listening with your heart.
Oh, Dawn, I was just gonna, you just took the words out of my mouth. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. And I love that, listening with your heart, because, oh, when you open up your heart and start to live from your heart, it's amazing how your world changes. Your whole, for me, it's your whole thinking, your whole everything. You look at life so much differently when you're living from your heart and listening from your heart to everything that's around you. It was just like this morning again, the birds were singing so beautifully, and it's just music to my ears. And if I didn't have my ears open to it and my heart open to accept them, I would have totally missed it. Because how many times do we walk outside and where our minds are going 100 different directions, and we don't even hear the birds? We don't see them, and they're right there. And it's just beautiful when you just slow down, because they are there to make your life better, is how I feel, because we're all in this full circle web to help each other.
Absolutely, absolutely, I agree. Speaking of birds, it's so funny that you bring that up. But of course, this is how things happen, synchronicities. I was at my kitchen sink looking out my sliding doors earlier this morning, and there's a building across from me that's about 3 stories tall, and the roof is just pointed, and you'll see little birds on there often. They just hang out there. And we don't have a whole lot of birds back here yet in Ohio, but they're coming. And I looked out the window and I had to do a double take because I saw birds that were huge with long necks standing up on top of that 3-story building. I had never seen that before in my almost 3 years here. And I went, well, those are geese. And I don't usually see geese perched up real high. You see them
No.
on the ground or just flying by, and they always fly by and I hear them. And I always say, hi, hi, snow dogs, hi, guys. And now they're just like, yeah, whatever. And they blow right by. But they, and I asked, what are you doing here? This is so neat. And they said, well, we're just making a pit stop and this is a safe place. And boy, it's real busy around here because there's about four highways that have like a clover leaf right in that area. And they said, there's just so much going on here. It's so entertaining. And so it was like that was their rest area. They were sitting there just watching everything going on and just being like, we don't get this while we're up there because it's nice and quiet. We'll see things. But they were actually sitting there just watching everything and taking it in. And that was their rest stop. And it was just so neat. And again, it brings us back to take time for yourself, just chill. And it was two mates. And they were just standing there spending time together, having this little field trip, little side trip.
That's so awesome. And what's neat to me too, it fits right in with everything happens for you, because you had your heart open and your eyes open to see that. And it was a positive experience that the universe knew needed to bring into your life today. And I just love that, because it was something we could share here with all of our listeners. And that is so beautiful. It's just like the other Dave, my Minka girl, and I were down at the creek. We have a beautiful creek and trees in our area here, and we both love to go down there. All I have to do is say, "Let's go to the creek," and I mean, she is off like lightning. And we were walking along, and all at once she turned and looked over the creek, and there was this beautiful eagle that was flying over the creek. And it was just gorgeous. And I thought, oh my goodness, I wouldn't have noticed that if she wouldn't have brought my attention to it. And she just stood there. She didn't try to go chase or anything. She just stood there and looked too, like, this is beautiful, Mom. And oh, it was breathtaking. It just gave me the chills now when I told about it, because it meant so much to see it. But it is just taking those moments and being open to it all, because it was another positive that happened for me and for Minka. And she was the one that brought it to my attention. And it was just gorgeous.
Because you were listening.
Listening and watching her reactions. I mean, the animals tell us, I feel, not only in talking to us, in their reactions on what they do and where they are looking and stuff, because we have a lot of deer around here too. And I'll look at her and she's standing at point just looking, and I look over there and there's all these beautiful deer. And I'm like, just watch the animals. They tell us so much.
They do. When I used to work at the Verde Valley Humane Society in Arizona, and I lived there, and we would have the animals out in the courtyard sometimes, the dogs. That was I worked there at the front desk, but I also volunteered there. That was my rule, was if you hire me, because I was a volunteer first, I have to have my Wednesdays. That's my doggy day. So I needed to be in the courtyard playing with them with my partner Kathy. She was another volunteer, and so they put us together as partners. And sometimes people would be walking by, to look at the dogs, not in the courtyard, but sometimes they would come out. And I would always say, the animals will tell me who the good people are and, who are good matches, things like that. And if the maintenance guys would walk through, or they'd be working on something, sometimes the dogs would run away and sometimes they would run up to them. And it depended if they knew them or not. But, when there were dogs there who were unfortunately there for a long time and they were regular, I was like, okay, I might not know these people when I was new. I'm like, the animals will tell me who I should get to know and who I shouldn't, or who's the good match and who's not,
That
you
is
know, for
so
them.
very true. Yes, I agree with you so much, because oh, they do. My little red heeler Minka, she likes most people, but there's some she's picked out that nope, don't want anything to do with them. They tell you everything. Oh, that is so neat. So yeah, that is a beautiful experience too. Oh wow. Well, with this, everything happens for you. Do you feel that what happens, we've kind of talked about it, the universe, our angels, our source, this is all kind of falling in line for where the journey in our life is taking us. Do you see this a lot in the clients you work with? And different things, and trying to help explain to them that this is part of their journey.
Absolutely. And it's happening more often in terms of where animals will have some sort of issue going on, like a physical issue. So I'm talking about animal communication clients. And so when they say, oh, my animal is having this issue, whether it's behavioral or whether it is physical, it always comes back to when I communicate with the animal, more often than not, what's going on within you, the person? What's happening with you? And it's not an accusatory thing, it's a reflective thing. And it's the sloths have this message, and this was there in their message. They said the world is an energetic vibrational reflection, but not an exact duplicate of what is going on within you. And so when our animal friends are around us and they're having behavioral issues or health issues, yes, it is their stuff. But sometimes, especially with behavior, it can be a reflection because we're always in their energy field because their fields are six to 10 times the size of a human's. We're always there. They're always reading us. They're always feeling us and then reflecting back because we're too close. We're too close to ourselves to know what's going on, to have that eagle eye perspective, that higher perspective. And so when we see something that happens outside of us, then we say, oh, and we respond to it. And then that's how we work on ourselves oftentimes, because we're just too close to the situation when we're something is within us and we can't see it. So they give us that gift of reflecting back to us.
I agree. Oh, that is so true because my mare and I are very close. And it is so interesting because she has a ligament issue in her leg, and I have a ligament in my finger. And they both bother us, not all the time, off and on, they're going to bother us. And it's so amazing how the two of us both have this and we're so connected. And yeah. It's so true. The animals to me are a reflection, and I love that. The world is a vibrational, energetic reflection. How true that is. Oh, Dawn. Well, Dawn, this show has gone so quickly, which I knew it would. I knew the magic would just go like crazy today. It's just really flowed and gone so fast. A couple things before the show closes. I would love to have you back again on Robust Lifestyles to share more of your knowledge. And it is just so much fun to chat with you. I would love to have you back as a guest.
Oh, Joyce, I would love to come back. Yay, thank
Oh,
you.
you are so welcome. And then would you please share with our listeners the best ways that they may connect with you?
Sure. So you can visit my website. It's dawnphoenix.org. And there are a number of ways you can connect with me there. The homepage has ways that you can connect with me in the community, that you can join the Phoenix Rising community. And there's also if you go to dawnphoenix.org/contact, then you can just message me from there and we can set up a little chat.
Oh, how great. Oh, Dawn, thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for sharing today. It was just absolutely beautiful. And I want to wish you magical times till you and I connect again on Robust Lifestyles show.
I wish you all the magic right back until we get
Oh,
to connect again.
thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this magical show with our incredible diva, Dawn Phoenix. Please share this show with your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember some of the beautiful golden nuggets that she left with us. Everything you need is just inside of you, and the source sent us here with everything we do need. Just go inside. And let it be the whisper and live from your heart. And with that, I want to wish all of you a magical, magical day. Be kind to all, including the animals, and give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.